of this Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating endoscopy report on Lisa Castelli. Date birth 12/8/1961. Date of procedure is July 5th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. April Calderon. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsies, comma, cold smear polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, bright red blood per rectum, comma, diarrhea. Description, procedure, informed consent is obtained, period, possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as lung cancer, all expensive patient, patient's blood, and endoscopy suite, placed in the final position, sedative spray, anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam was performed, a well-lubricated anesthesia colonoscope was introduced into rectum and ran into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix or lysical valve, confluence of folds, period, careful examination made of the cecum, lysical valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum, retroflex use obtained at the rectum, period, Boston backup scores, period. As a 6, 2-2-2, fair prep. The patient followed the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Boston bowel prep score graded as a 6, 2-2-2, fair prep. Next line. The terminal end, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for the diarrhea. Next line. Random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon for further evaluation of the diarrhea as well as to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line. There were 4 sessile rectal polyps ranging in size from 6 to 8 millimeters. Remove cold snare polypectomy. And cold biopsy polypectomy. There were 2 sessile cecal polyps ranging size from 8 to 10 millimeters and were cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was approximately 6 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp and cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 4 rectosigmoid sessile polyps removed with a combination of cold biopsy and cold snare polypectomy. 2 were removed cold snare polypectomy and range in size from 8 to 10 millimeters, and 2 were removed cold biopsy and were diminutive in size. Next line. And there was an approximately 11 millimeter rectosigmoid sessile polyp that was lifted with saline and cold snared. Via endoscopic mucosal resection. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were moderate in size and non-bleeding. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, given the number of polyps. Bending path, next line. If greater than 10 polyps come back as SSAs or TAs would recommend genetic testing. Next line, recommend conservative measures with hemorrhoidal creams as well as CalmOL, CalmOL. Suppositories for 1 week and sitz baths. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled.